It is a weekend where a lot will be decided. This is the Friday show, and it's a series of conversations this week just to set up the weekend. The weekend splits. You've got the playoff finals, three of them, and coming up, we're going to be talking about AFC Wimbledon, who've had, as ever, quite a dramatic few weeks. And we're going to be talking to Anna Wilson about Sheffield United and Steve Goldsmith about Sunderland in terms of who's going to come in. Also coming up, we've got Tom Fahey, Alex Hurst, Rich Ferraro and Chris Barber on the race for those Champions League places. That is all to come, but we will start off with the playoff final, theoretically the richest game in football, although Tottenham and Manchester United may well have made a mockery of that last night in the Europa League final. But it isn't just about that. It's about getting to win at Wembley and having all of those experiences. So first up, there's Anna Wilson, and then we'll be over to Steve Goldsmith.
It is the big one, the big weekend around the playoffs. We're going to be talking here all the way through about the first and foremost to the Championship playoff, and then we're going to have a chat about Wimbledon as well, AFC Wimbledon, obviously, these days. But we'll start off with Sheffield United with Anna Wilson to talk about. It's odd, this. Normally, you're the ones who find a way to get a bit of drama, but it's fair to say you just sort of scooted through the semi-final stage. Were you expecting that, or did that come as a bit of a surprise?
Well, the playoffs generally have some sort of drama when it's to do with us. So yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised, I have to say.
When you're looking at the season as a whole, obviously it felt very much like it could have been there for Sheffield United. But from the outside looking in, I'll be dead honest, and I always thought it felt a little bit like you were maybe the third, and then you finished third. I think that was your feeling as well. You just wondered if maybe Leeds might find a way to conspire to blow it.
Yeah, definitely. As much as it was frustrating because we were obviously above Burnley for so much of the season, they were comfortably the best two teams in the league, and we're comfortably the best of the rest, aren't we? So yeah, we lost twice to each of them, and other than probably one game against Burnley, we definitely deserved it. I think the second game against Burnley, we could have potentially scraped something, but yeah, they were both comfortably the best two teams in the league.